Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Inclusive Conversations, Fostering Equity, Empathy, and Belonging Across Differences. Written by Mary Frances Winters. Narrated by Robin Miles. To the generations of freedom fighters, civil rights leaders, and social justice advocates who preceded me in the ongoing quest for an inclusive, equitable world that values the dignity of all people. And especially to those past and present who have lost their lives in the struggle. Preface. The 2020 coronavirus pandemic has put a spotlight on the stark differences in socioeconomic standing that we as a global society face, and how it disproportionately impacts different groups around the world. Inclusive conversations are sorely needed if we as humans are going to figure out how to share the planet in ways that foster peace and mutual understanding, rather than hate, polarization, and divisiveness. There is increasing evidence in all sectors, from politics to the workplace, that we are not doing a very good job with the former, and the latter is becoming a way of life. More and more, our way of communicating about racial, ethnic, gender, religious, gender identity, socioeconomic, and political differences is contentious and filled with derogatory personal attacks. When we disagree on matters big or small, we dig in deep, defending our own positions, denigrating those who may have a different belief. This polarizing way of communication is all too prevalent in social media spaces where personal attacks proliferate, and it is rare to see evidence of inclusive conversations. This became evident during the coronavirus outbreak, with people even taking up arms to protest decisions that states made about the length of time social distancing would stay in effect. Our inability to engage in inclusive conversations can fuel violence in the workplace, in schools, on the streets, and in places of worship. The increasing global climate of acrimony seeps into our everyday lives in ways that we may not even realize. It can impact personal and workplace relationships, our sense of safety, and our ability to trust each other. Inclusive conversations are needed to build and restore our connectedness as humans, to kindle respect for the dignity of every individual, and ultimately to lead to better outcomes for historically marginalized groups. From engaging in routine performance discussions in the workplace across dimensions of diversity, to talking with children about differences, we often struggle to find the right words. In my work as a diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI consultant, I regularly witness these struggles. It is not that most people do not want to engage in inclusive conversations. They do not know how. They do not know what to say so as not to offend or be accused of insensitivity or worse. In today's divisive climate, we may be afraid to offer our perspective, fearing that it might spark a verbal attack. In 2017, I wrote, "We Can't Talk About That at Work: How to Talk About Race, Religion, and Politics, and Other Polarizing Topics," to provide a roadmap for the prerequisites for engaging in conversations on what are often divisive subjects. Inclusive Conversations, Fostering Equity, Empathy, and Belonging Across Differences, goes deeper to lay out the conditions for effectively engaging in dialogue that fosters equity, empathy, and belonging, not only in the workplace, but also in other settings. The book chronicles both the challenges and the solutions in creating and sustaining these conditions. I have learned from consulting with many organizations over the years that the ability to have difficult conversations effectively across difference is more about creating the right conditions than having a list of do's and don'ts about what to say and not say. We have to go deeper in understanding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?